Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Stewart Assistant Fire Chief Stephen Martinson with some tips and reminders about fire and electrical safety. So what is the importance of changing batteries in smoke detectors and clocks regularly?
Well, the importance of changing batteries in your smoke detectors, I mean, that's pretty common throughout the year. You know, usually the saying is if you change your clocks back or forward an hour for daylight savings time, you change your batteries and your smoke detectors. Personally, I believe that it can be done more often if you so desire, but it is very important to have fresh batteries in your smoke detectors throughout the year. You know, if there's a fire in the house, you know, that's clearly the best route. So,
what are some recommended times to check batteries and smoke detectors?
Yeah, like I said, they're usually, you know, everybody goes off of daylight savings time, you know, twice a year. Changing the batteries, you know, and you don't have to stick with that. I mean, you can change them, you know, as often or as you want, honestly. But yeah, typically the batteries are good for that twice a year to switch out.
Why is it important to make sure smoke detectors will work properly?
It's important because that's obviously, you know, if you're sleeping at night and there happens to be a fire in the house, it's very important that they work so that way they can notify you and the children and that it's time to get out and that there's something wrong.
How many smoke detectors do you suggest a household should have?
Oh, you know, that's not really like your question, but, you know, a lot of people, typically, you know, one or two per floor. A lot of people will have multiple, you know, one in each room. There's really no real good recommendation. It's just whatever makes you feel comfortable, I guess.
Okay. And then with the holiday season fast approaching, what are some recommendations when it comes to safety with electrical stuff, whether it's cords or outlets?
Yeah, definitely during the holiday seasons coming up, really important to make sure you're not overloading, you know, the outlet strips or extension cords, you know, people plugging in roasters and everything else, especially, you know, coming up with Thanksgiving. If you overload those power strips or extension cords, that could cause a fire in the house or short something out. So definitely do your homework and make sure you know what your power supply can handle.
So kind of keep it to maybe one plug per outlet, or if you've got those power strips, maybe not fill it all the way up, but leave a couple spots open. That way it doesn't overload things.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely don't fill them completely up. That's taking a lot of power out of those.
What are some safety precautions people should take with electrical cords?
Electrical cords? Basically the same thing. You know, if you're going to run extension cords, I know a lot of people plug in their trucks outside and stuff like that. There's with the technology now, I mean, with how grounded everything is, it's pretty common now that they'll trip themselves out before starting a fire, but it's always something you need to keep in mind that, you know, if that safety feature fails, that could obviously be a recipe for a disaster.
And kind of looking at the outside light situation, after Thanksgiving comes the Christmas season, everyone's going to have decorations and lights up outside. What are some safety precautions people can take with all the electrical work that'll be out there?
That's the same thing. That'll go back to making sure you're not overloading your circuits there. You know, and that you can also branch that into, you know, inside with Christmas coming up. You know, people are going to purchase a live Christmas tree. You definitely want to make sure that that's watered, so that way if your Christmas lights do get hot or the wires get hot, that it's not going to start anything on fire.
One of the big things with the cold coming in is space heaters and electric blankets. What are some things people can do to make sure they're staying safe with those on as well?
You know, those are definitely a big concern, especially with the cold approaching. Space heaters they take a pretty good percentage of household fires in the coming cold season. One thing that we recommend is if you don't need it or you're not using it, make sure it's unplugged, especially with space heaters. They could tip over, you know, if you got cats or dogs or small kids, they could get knocked over. But yeah, definitely if it's not needed or it's not being, if you're not around it, definitely keep it unplugged and make sure there's nothing around it, especially blankets or towels or anything of that matter.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the Podcasts tab.